You should have been recording because I only kick a pig once.
Really?
And per night.
Once per night. Because you are from Arkansas, so let's be honest. You have kicked a pig numerous times.
I may have kicked a pig multiple times, but only once per night.
Only once per night.
There is a rule.
What is the rule? The rule is only once per night shall you
kick the pig.
The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by the Big Blue Test. What is the Big Blue Test? The Big Blue Test is a program of the Diabetes Hand Foundation that rallies communities to experience the impact that small changes can have on their health. Taking the Big Blue Test is easy. Head over to bigbluetest.org and give them 5 or 10 minutes of your time. They'll thank you for it. And don't forget to tell them the DI Plus sent you there. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Big Blue Test free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. Could you explain to me what the Big Blue Test is?
I can. You know what? You know, because Mike Lawson. All right. So let's say, you know, in fairness, this is a real thing. BigBlueTest.org.
I have diabetes.
No. It's for everyone. It's for everyone. All right. So here's the thing. You're going to go over to BigBlueTest.org, and it's real simple to do. You're going to go over there. There is a 6-question questionnaire that you are going to take. Now, if you have diabetes, you're going to test your blood sugar before you exercise for 14 or 20 minutes. For, you know, in a range between 14 and 20 minutes. If you do not have diabetes, then you're not testing, right? So you're just going to exercise for 14 to 20 minutes, and then you're going to answer these 6 questions, right? And that's all it is.
Okay.
And then you can...
And what's the point of that?
The point is it collects a lot of data for them to test. So like they're doing, you know, what kind of exercise did you do for the Big Blue Test? You know, do you have diabetes, yes or no? So they can put you into like a control group and a non-control group. And then if you do have diabetes, what was your blood sugar before the you did the exercise, and what was it after? So they're just collecting a lot of data, basically.
So here's what we're going to do, Daniel.
What are we going to do?
I have decided. I'm going to sign up.
Yes.
Not. I'm going to do it, but we'll do it later in the show. This is a teaser, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't finish listening to the show, you will not hear.
Yes.
But I am going to take the Big Blue Test live. Well,
live.
If you're listening recorded, semi-live.
It'll be live-ish.
It'll be live-ish. Right. The Big Blue Test, live-ish. So I'm going to sign up while Daniel's nattering on about something, and then I will take
you do
the
not.
Big Blue
yeah,
Test
you do live. Not have to sign up. You basically you can log in with your
it
Facebook.
It says sign up right
I know,
here.
Well, right there. You can just log in with your Facebook account. You don't even have to like sign up. You can just immediately use the Facebook or Twitter login. You can just like pop right in there and do it. It's very simple to do. And more importantly, it helps out the Diabetes Hand Foundation, and it helps out our good friend Mike Lawson. So that's why you should do it, and that's all there is to it. You know what, Adam? It is 10:13 on a Tuesday evening, and that, of course, can mean only one thing: that we are streaming live on Pride48.com, and we are joined by the sexiest and most awesome chat room in the entire universe. Adam, who is with us tonight in the chat room?
Well, first of all, chat room, I think you should all go over and take the Big Blue Test while you're listening, because we all know that you only half listen to our show anyway. And I'm personally speaking to every one of you: Ant, Carlos, Cosmic G, Good Humor Penguin, Carrie, Kathy Bacon, Q Sledge, Curtis, Spooky Curtis, sorry, TBJG and Mr. Green Jeans, Tim in Alaska, and Toppy Smelly. You all should go take the Big Blue Test.
So that TBJG is that blue jeans guy and Mr. Green Jeans. So that is him and his boyfriend.
Is that Brian?
No, that's David. Oh. If you... Honestly, you could do it, because in reality, let's be honest, listening to us is basically exercise for 14 to 20 minutes. It really is, you know, just excruciatingly boring exercise for 14 to 20 minutes. You can count listening to the show as exercise, is what I'm trying to say. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. You know, for those of you who didn't, I'm just going to get this out of the way right now. For those of you who may not know, I was, I filled in for Mike Lawson on the Catching Up show last night, on the Catching Up
Did you now?
Podcast.
to win the contest, catching up with,
I caught up with catching up, and they recorded mine for some reason. But I am the world's most boring co-host. I was listening back to it today because I'm just vain that way. So I was listening back to it today, and I was just like, I am the most boring fuck in the entire universe. It's like, how am I so boring? It's like...
Actually, I listened to part of it. I haven't listened to the whole thing because literally Joe Batance text messaged me and said, oh, by the way, Daniel co-hosted last night. You know, you should listen to it before the show. Well, he emailed. I always listen to, you know, I listen to podcasts at work, and I was about to leave, and it only takes me about 15, 20 minutes to get home. And when I get home, you know, I have other things to do and I'm not listening to podcasts. So I have it at 1.5 speed anyway. Right. So I had to go to the store. So I made a trip to the store.
So it was only half. It was only half as boring because it was half speed or double speed.
It wasn't double. It was 1.5. Right. Fatty is the only one that gets double speed anyway. But I did notice that at least at the beginning, while you were trying to get your stride kind of, you know,
yes,
you did cut off Joe just like you cut me off.
Yes, I did.
Now, it got a little better towards the end, and I haven't gotten all the way to the end, so maybe by the end, you know, it's perfect.
No, it's one of those things where it's just they have a different format than us. They do a very specific, or A, I didn't, you know, I got asked to do this 20 minutes before I had to do it. So I had 20 minutes to basically come up with two personal stories and two news stories from this area. And the challenge was that I already had stories on our Trello for tonight's show, so I didn't want to repeat anything. So I basically, I apologize to the catching up folks. You just got the really lame personal stories. It was just like, I bought a Chromebook. And
I love gadgets.
I like gadgets, and I bought a Chromebook. And
I love it. Joe's like, what's the punchline?
I had to get a different VPN. It was basically what it was is that one VPN was actually used PPTP, and what I needed was one that uses OpenVPN, and so then I couldn't mix the two because the PPTP didn't allow me to use it on the Chromebook because you got to run some kind of interference on the it was.
I love it how you go into a mock Southern accent after the fact that Joe Batance spent like 20 minutes talking about the fact whether or not I know that I have a Southern accent.
All right, fine.
No, really?
Fine. All right, well, this isn't the Catching Up Recap show. That is an entirely different show altogether. You know what, Adam? What I have here in my hot little hands. Can you hear that? Can you hear that?
Is it a coupon?
It is not a coupon. I'm going to hold it up to the camera for you to see. Oh, I can't see my video, so hopefully you're seeing this. It is a... Linus.
Brewer.
Yeah, it is Linus in a pumpkin patch. It is a card that was addressed to Daniel Brewer here, and on the back it has the kid in the blanket, the pig pen in the blanket that says he got a rock, and then the actual card inside, it looks like Lucy with her little witch mask on that is saying trick or treat, and then on the back is a handwritten note from Gus Chad. Oh, I'm so sorry.
What was that?
I burped.
No, what was it?
Oh, what was it? It was apples and almond butter.
Oh, lovely.
Here's the thing is, and cheese. This is you just thrown me off here. But this is a card from Gus Chad. And so he hand wrote this on the back of the card. I will post a picture of this somewhere. If you go to one of our accounts, you can see it. It's a very nice little picture that Gus Chad painted himself.
I don't
know
why he never sends me cards.
Because he doesn't have your address. Anyway, so here's the thing. So the question is, this is a question for you and Adam. All right. And here is the question. What is your fondest Halloween memory?
I don't know if I have. Okay. So all I remember, the only thing I remember from Halloween, I don't remember ever going trick-or-treating all that much.
All right, but,
I mean, I'm sure we did.
All right, then modify it. What makes you think of Halloween? What is it this time of year that makes you think of Halloween?
I have a memory.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I have a memory.
Sorry. Well, you said you didn't.
But one Halloween, I don't know if my grandma threw like a party for all the grandchildren or what it was. But I remember distinctly that my favorite cartoon at this time, and I must have been seven or eight years old, my favorite cartoon was a cartoon called Braveheart.
Brave.
Now, I don't know if anyone has ever. So I think it maybe only had one season. And a few people have said this might have been kind of a racist cartoon because it was like an Old West. And I believe the main character, Braveheart, was a Native American. Excuse me. And he had a horse that he talked to, and he was like a marshal, you know, in the Old West.
Hold on. Braveheart? because yeah, Braveheart was a movie with
was it called Braveheart? What was it called?
Braveheart was, with a movie with what's his name? It's not Brave Star, right?
Brave Star, that was it. Brave Star.
Wow, see, this makes so much more. Yeah, so much more.
He had strength of a bear and speed of a puma.
You mean?
And.
In a distant time and faraway place, the planet of New Texas floats deep in space. Sky is free fun, land of precious ore. The carrion rush brought outlaws by the score.
Worst theme song ever.
Anyway. So he had powers. So he would yell to the sky.
By the way, you failed to point out he was in New Texas. New Texas is a floating spaceship. Is New Texas.
Yeah, and his horse had a big gun.
Yeah.
And apparently in the chat room, Q-Sledge is saying the horse's name was 3030, but I don't remember what his name was. Anyway, my only memory of Halloween, or my best one, was I dressed up as Brave Star. And went over to my grandma's house, and, you know, we had the whole campfire and, you know, the hay bales and everything, and we had a little fall thing. I don't know what we did. All I remember is I dressed up as Brave Star. That was it.
All right, now I'm going to find here a picture of Brave Star. I'm going to sorry for those of you playing along at home, you'll have to go to Google Images and look for this yourself. But for the chat room, I'm going to post a picture here of Brave Star in the chat room. Now, you dressed up like Brave Star, huh?
So, I did.
So you wore a yellow shirt and yellow pants with some kind of shoulder pads and a white hat. Now, did you use dark makeup? How did you pull off being looking like a Native American?
I don't remember what I wore. I just remember I dressed as Brave Star. That's it. I'm sure they had costumes that they sold at the local Five and Dime or whatever we had at the time. You know, the cheapy costumes that you get.
Oh my God. Here's one right now. Yes. Let me go back. I found one of the plastic ones that they sold.
Now, this is not a video podcast.
No, I'm saying it's on eBay. It is going for $15 on eBay. Adam, if you wanted to for this Halloween, you could relive your childhood by buying a $15 Brave Star plastic costume over.
Okay, well, I'll look into that. What's yours?
So mine is not, you know, I have a lot of fond Halloween memories, but I will tell you this. The thing that makes me think of Halloween, the thing that I just go apeshit crazy about for Halloween every year, and it's the lamest thing in the world. It is, it's that taffy. It's that orange and black wrapped generic taffy that's like kind of a peanut butter taffy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You always,
it's like the old woman candy.
Yes, it's the old woman candy that you get for Halloween. I love that stuff. I gained 20, 30 pounds.
My other grandma, Jenny Clyde was her name.
Really?
Yeah, Jenny Clyde.
Jenny Clyde,
she always had a bowl of old woman candy. And my favorite ones, this has nothing to do with Halloween, but my favorite candy were the shiny, I mean, I don't even know how they got them this shiny, the shiny gold puffy square things that were like it was like a sugary shell, the shiniest sugary shell that you have ever seen in your life.
Uh-huh.
Looks like they shellacked it or something.
It probably was.
With like a peanut butter filling in the middle. I don't know what it's called. Fantastic candy, though.
Fantastic. Now, is this homemade candy or?
No, it was, you buy it in like a tent, you know.
Let's just jump right into this, shall we? Let's see. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Ozzy Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. I hope I'm not too late for this one. Mm-hmm. Alvin Stardust, dead at 72. He was the singer of the hit My Cuckoo. Bye.
I think that's stretching it to call My Cuckoo a hit, just to be perfectly honest with you. Do we even know what that is, My Cuckoo?
It sounds like some 50s song.
My Cuckoo.
But I don't know.
Cuckoo? I don't even know how to spell it, My Cuckoo. Apparently this is it. Cuckoo, I just want you. I really love the things that you do. Come on, love me too. Won't you be my cuckoo? Sweetness, I like your dress. Oh, God. All right, your choice.
I'll give it to him.
All right. Congratulations, RT Cruiser, yes.
I want to tell the rest of the listeners out there in TV land.
Yes.
50% of our entries so far since Pride 48 are RT Cruiser.
It's true.
Now, come on, guys. Somebody else needs to be calling in to this. We're going to rename it the RT Cruiser phone.
Hello, RT Cruiser phone. Sorry, it was in a Denny. Were there other calls?
He's the only death phone calls.
Wow.
And it's all different people.
Wow.
He may be killing people.
I think he is.
For all I know.
I think he is. So he has Gus Chad asks a follow-up question on his card, but go ahead. What?
Yes. You know, I just said, I don't know if you caught that, but I just said all five of the calls are from RT Cruiser. And they're all different people.
Right.
As if RT would call this twice for the same person.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
So, Gus Chad had a follow-up question for us, which is, what scares you the most?
Death.
Death.
Yeah,
really?
I'm really scared. Yeah, I don't want to die. I think I'm really... critical illness.
Critical illness.
That leads to death. That makes me ugly first.
Okay, yeah. So that's what scares you is death. I don't know that. I mean, I don't want to die, but I don't live in fear of death. I don't
think I live in fear of anything. But if you asked me what scares me, and I had to think about it,
right? No, I think the thing that would scare me would be like losing the my arms or something, or like not being able to function. You know, like not being able to type or to get around or whatever. That would probably scare me the most. But there you go. Whether as we take a macabre turn here on,
you know what also scares me?
Yeah, what?
Or sorry, what doesn't scare me?
Yes,
is football.
Oh, going for the segue here, ladies and gentlemen. Going for the the 2-point segue there between the topics.
So, this is a follow up to last week because I know you guys were riveted. In fact, we even got comments on Facebook about this very topic that I'm going to talk about.
Really, you got comments on Facebook about was this Mike Lawson being stingy?
No,
oh,
I didn't get any comments on that one.
Okay.
Although I think a lot of people might have agreed. But anyway, got comments on the whole football thing.
Oh, Carrie says that her, I'm sorry, before you get to your football story, Carrie says that her greatest fear is killing my children.
Yeah, that's my greatest fear too.
Why? Killing children?
Killing her children, yeah. I don't want to kill Carrie's children.
Oh, just as a follow-up, I'm not going to get to see Carrie in California. Just I was trying my hardest to work out the Monday lunch thing, and it turns out that I already had plans, and the way that Gene had already made plans for us to meet someone at lunch on Monday at Disneyland. So I'm sorry, Carrie. I'm going to miss you. It really does kill me because I would love to see you, but I swear I'm coming back out there and I'm going to meet up with you. And Ethan. I want to meet Ethan so bad.
Maybe we'll do it together.
I want to take Ethan to Disneyland is what I want to do. I want to take Ethan to Disneyland. I just want to buy him. I just want to be that like crazy uncle that like goes and buys him all that crap. Here you go. No, you want a Mickey t-shirt? Okay, yeah, sure.
Daniel.
Yes.
Don't be my uncle.
No, not a creepy uncle. I want to be a crazy uncle, not a creepy uncle.
Don't take
There's a difference here.
Leave the lip gloss at home,
not
Daniel.
Tell you. I will. I'll bring you. We have lots of extra lip gloss, lip balm, though. I'll bring Carlos. I'll bring Ethan some extra lip balm.
So anyway, follow up to the football story.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The football. You were going to go to the football game with either your brother or Mittens. What happened?
Actually, this isn't a follow up at all, but it's related to football. Yeah, we are. No, I've okay. On that one, I will put an end to that story. Mittens and I are going to the football game together
without your brother,
without my brother, assuming that I can get tickets because I still haven't done it yet. But I'm going to do that tonight after the show. So hopefully I will get tickets. They're going to be crappy, but it's okay. So my team, who I'm going to watch with Mittens on November 22nd, is playing Arkansas.
Yes.
Here in Arkansas, in Fayetteville. And I never watch my team play because Ole Miss is usually, at best, middle of the pack in the SEC, which is the Southeastern Conference, for those of you who don't know. And the Southeastern Conference is probably some of the best football teams in the United States. But,
I'm sorry.
But anyway, so I don't watch a lot because I don't like to watch my team lose. So I was really excited this year because everyone's telling me, oh, Ole Miss is like number 3 in the SEC and they're 6-0. They've won, for those of you who don't know, that means they've won 6 games and lost 0 games. And they're playing LSU and I hate LSU. Hate it. Hate them. Hate them. So. Right. That's really loud. So. They were playing LSU this weekend. So I thought, I am going to watch the game.
Yes.
Because they're doing so well. And LSU is like a big rivalry, right?
Right.
And so I watched the game. Long story short, Ole Miss lost the first game of the year.
So you basically, you jinxed them by saying that they were undefeated and that they were, what are you, just, you
not
basically.
Only this, the score, 7-10.
7-10.
That means each team scored one touchdown.
Plus an extra point.
Plus an extra point.
And then one team.
And there was one field goal.
Field goal. And I'm guessing.
That's it.
I'm
guessing. The whole four quarters.
Yes. So that means it was a really boring football game, basically,
right.
What you're telling me.
Exactly.
Wow.
Anyway.
Well,
so
that wasn't the one you took mittens to, though.
And you know what? I used to model on this website. And for some reason,
what website would that be, Adam? I don't know anything about this. What ad?
Flirtforfree.com.
I'm sorry,
anyway.
Flirtforfree.com?
Yeah, number four.
So
number
what
four.
What kind of modeling did you do there on that?
Oh, you
website?
Know, some high fashion, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Swimsuits. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. This guy that used to come in my room somehow found out that I went to Ole Miss. I guess I told him. I mean, but anyway, we were having a conversation and I must have mentioned that I went to Ole Miss and I hated LSU and he was an LSU fan. I have not been on that site for probably 2 years.
Yes.
And what do I get but an email from this person from Flirt for Free saying, "Woohoo, go LSU." I'm like, "What?"
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's it.
They had a tickler in their contact list, right?
I guess. I don't know. That said, Adam.
You can always tell those people that use the ticklers and they use the what's that sales program that everyone uses and everyone's sold on?
Is it Gorilla something or other?
No, that one that everyone uses that I can't think of the name of right now. Anyway, but yeah, it's got that like little reminder ticklers like, Adam is an Ole Miss fan, so make sure that you ask him about his dog, Katie, and his his husband, Matt. And so, you know, that way, this is their out-of-date tickler, I'm saying, so that's how you can tell. Hey,
okay.
How is Katie doing? Oh, well, Katie's dead. Oh. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Anyway, that's it. We're going to watch football, and my team lost this weekend. That was it. But the one game I watch,
The one game.
Maybe I shouldn't go to their game because maybe they'll lose.
China, you're bad luck now. I think we should edit out this entire part because I think any kind of diehard sports, aren't diehard sports ball people like, what's the word I'm looking for? Superstitious? Aren't they like superstitious when they think like, oh my God, you're bad luck now and we need to keep you away from it?
No, it's fine. The game's over. They already lost.
But there's going to be another game. There will be another game.
Well, I'm sure they'll do fine.
All right, here's the thing. So what I did this weekend, thank you for asking. What I did this weekend is, it's that time of year, Adam.
What time of year would that be,
it's
Daniel?
It's fall, Adam. The leaves are changing color. The weather is starting to change. Today was one of those days. Like I had to go to a lunch appointment today, and as I was walking back out to my car, it felt like May. Do you know that feeling? Like like right at the end of the winter, where it's starting to try to get warm, but it's just not quite ready to get warm, and so you have those cold breezes, but the sun is out otherwise, so it's trying to warm up, but it just won't. And then I realized that no, this is October. It's the opposite side of that, right? It's now it's warm, but it's trying to get cold, right? The cold breeze is blowing there, So starting to get cold here. Not cold, but starting to get cooler here. We haven't had our first hard freeze yet.
You can tell it's fall.
Yeah.
Because I bought 2 potted mums.
Well, there you go.
And 2 pumpkins.
Yeah.
And put them on either side of my garage.
You and your damn symmetry. All right. So here's the thing. It's starting to get a little bit cooler and I needed a new coat because my winter coat last year, the zipper broke on it. So I had a Kenneth Cole coat that I've been wearing for 2 years and it's my favorite coat, but the zipper broke on it. And it was just one of those, it's really hard to fix the zipper because.
You're going to love this one. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Speaking of coats, I would say what for. And in the South, people sometimes say what fur because, it's a Southern accent. And my mom would say cat fur to make a pair of kitten breeches. That's it. They're warm. Go ahead. Aw.
Yeah, let's take this phone call.
Yeah, hi, guys. I think Chris of the Celebrity Death Phone. Jack Bruce, bass player for the band Cream, dead at 71 from liver disease. So he was a true rocker. Bye.
There you go. From the Eric Clapton's band, Cream.
Oh, wait. What's the guy's name? You didn't even ask me.
That's because he's from Cream. It's Eric Clapton's band. So, yeah, his name.
Did they do?
I don't know. It's.
Da, 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 da.
His name is Jack something.
Jack Bruce.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Okay, and so what about your coat?
It doesn't matter.
No, don't do that.
No, it doesn't matter. I was trying to get in. I was trying to set the scene for a story,
you
kept stomping
Joe
all over.
You interrupted all night last night. Go ahead. I'm waiting. Tell it. Tell it.
So, it doesn't matter about the coat.
I want to hear. I cannot go on without hearing about your coat.
Zipper broke.
The zipper broke.
I needed a new
one. And?
I needed a new one.
No, you have a whole story about a shopping trip to New York.
I needed a new one, so I went into New York to go buy a coat. That's all. So I went into New York on Saturday to go buy a coat because I went to Macy's.
Any observations at Macy's? Anything happen?
Nope, not a thing.
You're such a bitch.
Nothing happened at all. It was
completely
unremarkable.
You can interrupt the hell out of somebody.
Completely unremarkable trip. Nothing happened. So we loaded up the train. Here's the thing, right? I don't understand this. I really don't understand how someone can be so bad at directions. But Robert got us lost.
On the train?
No, going to the train station. It's just like we have like Google Maps going and, you know, things telling. But if you're not watching, he will just let that turn because he somehow just assumes that that's not the turn they're talking about. And so we ended up at a different train station, one that we don't normally go to. We ended up at the Fairfield station instead of the Fairfield Metro station. And then we were on the wrong side. So we had to go out and run up around the land, you know, and get there. We got on the train. Anyway, so we got on the train. It was fine. We got on the train.
Yeah, I hate it. Navigation programs, sometimes they wait too long to tell you to turn. And if you're watching, sometimes it's hard to tell. I'm with Robert there. Sometimes it's hard to tell.
I think they talk too much, but that's just me. So the thing is, so we went on the train, and it turns out that an acquaintance that we had met at the Ramp Festival last year, so one of Brian and Kevin's friends from out of town, we met them. We met him at the Ramp Festival.
Sorry.
So it's a friend named Eric.
I'm laughing muted so you didn't even know, but every time you say Ramp Festival,
yes,
it's amusing. A Ramp Festival?
Yes, it was a Ramp Festival.
Let's have a festival for a weed. Anyway, go ahead.
So we met this guy at the Ramp Festival last year, and it turns out that on Facebook he was posting. He was like, you know, hey, I'm stuck in New Jersey today, and I don't have anything to do if anyone wants to do anything. So we were like, oh, we're going to New York City. You should meet us for lunch. So we met Eric. That's his name. We met him for lunch, and he went shopping with us, and there you go. By the way, just a helpful hint. If you're in New York City and going to the Macy's looking for the men's coats, they've been moved to floor 5. So just telling you. They'll tell you they're on their 4th floor, but they're not. They've been moved to the 5th floor. So there, I've now helped anyone that might be going there.
So to get this guy to come eat lunch with you, did you tell him, you know, we're going to go to the Dandelion Festival and we'd like you to go with us?
Nope.
Or maybe the, I don't know, what's a weed? Was he nice?
Yes, he's a very nice, very lovely person.
Wonderful. Well, I wanted to mention, Mark is back. That's it. Mittens is home. And I was...
I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? I'm sorry.
Shut up.
This is the passive aggressive portion of the podcast.
Yeah, this is passive aggressive cast with Adam and Daniel. And
You almost called me Maddie, didn't you?
No, I didn't. No, you're not nearly drunk enough. So, if anybody was wondering, Mark is back.
Yes, not really Mittens arrived back in town yesterday.
There's not really a story behind that, but I just wanted to say, so I'm really happy for him to be back. But it was pretty much uneventful. But I decided I'm going to clean this weekend because I wanted everything to be perfect for his reentry into the United States. So Sunday, I decided, okay, I'm not even going to go to the gym. I'm going to go straight home from church, and I'm going to start cleaning.
Cleaning.
So, and I didn't have a lot of TV to watch because everything on the DVR, he and I watched together.
Right.
So I had some episodes of Face Off that I hadn't watched. So I'm like, and he said, you can watch Face Off without me. It's fine, you know. So I put Face Off on, but I run out of, and so I'm cleaning the kitchen. And I'm telling you, top to bottom, I cleaned any cobwebs from the corners. I swept. I turned the self-cleaning oven thing on where it heats up to like 1,000 degrees, you know, and like wiped everything down. And I swept and I mopped and I was like 5 hours just in the kitchen. But anyway, I ran out of stuff to watch while I was doing that. And the TV was on QVC for some reason.
Because you had it on QVC, maybe?
No, I swear to God, I have never once put that television on. I don't even know what channel QVC is.
Was it Marie? Like, was it Marie Osmond with her little dolls? Those little sick looking dolls?
They were. I want to tell you something. Let me tell you something, Daniel.
Yes.
This QVC.
Yes.
It's like a drug. So I wasn't gonna watch
about
QVC.
900-ish in the teal that we can ship immediately.
I'm sorry.
Each one that you choose the color comes with a white. So you get two.
Oh, she's full sets. This woman is shaving her heels on TV.
Separately packaged boxes.
Right. It's
and we're gonna take a phone
first
call.
First of all,
they're gonna take a phone call.
Even if you don't know who they're going to at the moment, right? Yeah, we said at midnight. So true. Uh-huh. Everyone needs it, but they won't admit it.
Right.
Husbands will use it, but they'll pretend like they didn't.
Right.
I tell you, my own husband, Joe, one day.
Oh, my God. They're talking about flesh jacks, aren't they? It's got to be what they're talking about.
I don't know. And then felt how they were like snapped.
Oh, I thought they were going to take a phone call. I want to call. I wonder if we could call in. If we could call in and pretend like we're just like, we're going to. By the way, if anyone's curious, the QVC live stream is on YouTube. You can actually just, you don't even need to have cable or anything. You can just watch QVC just on YouTube. Right there. Anyway, I'm sorry.
It's ingenious.
Yeah. Why?
Because they're all so damn happy, and they're in a beautiful, like, looks like a home, a nice home. Uh-huh. You know, it's very like peaceful and puts you in a good mood right away. Uh-huh. And they were doing this holiday food show.
Ooh, a holiday
so,
food.
So, you know, and the women, their fingernails are perfectly manicured and, you know, perfect makeup, perfect hair, everything. And they're, you know, they're pouring out chocolate covered nuts, and you have never seen, I don't know why, but you have never seen a better nut than what they're showing.
I don't even want to touch that comment. You've never seen a better nut.
No, and they got a guy there telling about how wonderful these nuts are and how they coat them in cinnamon and sugar, and they twice dip them and then dip them in chocolate three times. And these are premium nuts. You know, and then they have a red velvet cake, and it's got, you know, beautiful, silky, creamy custard inside of it. And you can freeze it for up to 6 months.
You ain't never seen a better nut than what we got right here. Let me go whip you up a new batch of that right there.
I watched QVC for 3 hours.
3 hours while you were doing something, or you just gave up and sat down?
No, I was cleaning. I was still cleaning. But then they come and I didn't buy anything. Now, it's difficult to watch QVC and not buy anything. But they had something on there that I really want.
Which was it? Was it something that produced a perfect nut?
They had a daily special or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Six easy payments on this thing.
Easy payments of what? Of what? How much? How much?
It's a Vitamix.
No. Six easy payments of how much?
I think it was like $70.
$70.
It's $400 is the total amount.
Okay. Yeah.
$389. Yeah. Normally it's $500 though.
Normally $500, but today and today only.
I want to tell you something, Daniel.
Yes.
That Vitamix blender.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. You know what, Adam? Most of the parts of the vegetables go to waste. You know, we peel them, we throw them away, and that's where all the vitamins are, is right there in the skin. And here, the Vitamix, is that what it's called? The Vitamix, let me tell you.
Yeah.
What it does is it keeps those vitamins in your drink.
It does. It does. And I swear to God, you can make soup. Now, this Vitamix blender has no heating elements, ladies and gentlemen. You can make soup, hot soup, in 6 minutes.
But it has no heat. How is this even possible, Adam?
The blades, they spin so fast, Daniel, that they heat that liquid up. And it is piping hot. They pull the top off of this thing, and it is steaming.
I insist that we have a Vitamix in Vegas next year for our show. I insist that we have a Vitamix at Pride 48 next year in Vegas.
Anyway. That's it. I just want to say, you and I was so into this that I Googled all the hosts of QVC because I wanted to see who's been on there since
Did you friend them on Facebook now? Are you like, now you're friends? Oh, hold on. We have to talk to RT Cruiser here for a second. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. John Roger, dead at 80. He was the founder of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness Church/cult. And I'm not sure if you knew this or not, but he had a psychology degree. I don't think you'd like to talk about it, though. Bye.
No, I've not heard of him.
Excellent. All right.
And you've already won two tonight, RT Cruiser. Anyway, I just want to challenge each of our listeners.
Yes. To do what? To buy a Vitamix?
To turn on QVC sometimes.
Or just go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and put on the live stream.
Yeah, or go to YouTube and put in their live stream and see if it doesn't draw you in. Especially the kitchen segments. I mean, you know, if you're a man and you turn it on and they're showing women's dresses or something, you're probably not going to be drawn in.
Right.
But if you put it on something that you have any kind of slight interest in, it's like, I don't know, it's relaxing in a way. I can see how women like spin.
Uh-oh. First technical glitch of the evening here. We had a small problem with you.
Did I cut out?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You said you could see how you'd spin an evening, and that was where we left you.
Oh, you can see how you can spend an evening, watching QVC. You should go and turn on QVC and just see if you're drawn in. It's so relaxing and happy and like...
So RT Cruiser is very upset in the chat room that we did not give him that. He believes that he's been shunned by Daniel. So that's
He didn't hear the two that he won.
No, he didn't hear. No, he's far too busy. Far too busy working. All right. You know what? Have you heard that program, that little podcast that they do out of the Florida there? Have you heard that Pod Is My Co-Pilot show?
Yes, I have actually.
It's got Taylor and Taffy and
Babalu.
No. Babalu's not on the show. It's got Taylor and Taffy.
Well, they mentioned Babalu.
Well, yeah, Babalu is Taylor's boyfriend. So, but it's Taylor and Taffy and Rodan are on the Pod Is My Co-Pilot thing. Now, this is what happened. I was listening to that show. I'm cruising down the road. I'm listening to the show, and they are talking about their spinoffs. And I'm like, we've been around for a while. And we have no spinoffs, right?
It's like, no, there are only two of us.
Everybody talks about, you know, like, oh, Cocktails and Cream, but like what's a Go Big or Go Home claims that they're a spinoff of Cocktails and Cream Puffs, right? It's like everyone claims that they're like a spinoff of Greetings from Nowhere. And, and Greetings from Nowhere is supposedly a spinoff from Pod Is My Co-Pilot. And it's like all these, shows that are all spinoffs. And I'm like, we don't have a spinoff. We have no progeny, Adam. You and I have no progeny. We have no podcast out there that are our children, that are spinoffs for us. And so what I'm trying to tell you right now, Adam, before you ruin this, let me just tell you this.
Okay.
I have inside information that Babalu is going to start a podcast. I think we need to scoop in. We need to swoop in and steal Babalu and make him, in other words, have him on our show and let him launch his new show on ours so that we can call him a spinoff of DI Plus. That's what I'm trying
to say. We can totally do that, but I'm just going to say that just having someone on before they do their first episode does not make them a spinoff of your show.
No. We're gonna roll out the red carpet for him. We're gonna have like, it's gonna be like a crossover episode. It'll be like he'll be like our new wacky neighbor that we just met.
Is that like the last episode of NCIS last season where they had to do a special cross? They had to do an interdepartmental investigation with the New Orleans division,
right?
And then all of a sudden, magically this year, there comes NCIS New Orleans.
See? And that's what I'm saying. So we need to have, you know, just a regular show where it's, oh, look, it's my neighbor, Babalu. And, he comes in and we talked to him for a while. And it's like, Babalu's my neighbor here. He's a good friend of mine and blah, blah, blah. And then he goes and does his show. And, every year at Christmas time or some special time, you know, we have like he'll ring the doorbell and we'll like answer it and go, oh, look, it's Babalu. It's our neighbor, Babalu, from the Babalu show, you know. And I'm just saying, we have no spinoffs, Adam. This is a golden opportunity for us to swoop, because Taylor does not sound like he's very excited about doing this for him. So I'm just saying, this is our chance to swoop in and
have
a spinoff.
Have our producer call them up.
Our producer.
Our PR agent.
Oh, Crone is saying in the chat room that we are a spinoff of the Smellcast. How dare you? How dare you, Crone?
The Smell who?
Smellcast. We're not.
The what?
We're not a spinoff of the Smellcast.
Well, work that out. I'll be here. I'm always here.
I'm just saying. This is a golden opportunity for us to have a spinoff show. That's what I'm trying to say.
You know what? I think I have been on every episode of DI Plus, but you have not. I just want to say that. I'm not sure. Did you ever have a guest co-host without me?
I think I might have done a solo show without you once. You were busy or something, and I'd like put out a small solo show, but I don't know.
Yeah, anyway,
I don't remember. But yeah,
of you who are familiar with DI Plus history, mm-hmm. You can do that. Can I have no segue into this at all.
Wait, into what? In America's Top Model?
Yeah, America's Top Model.
I don't watch the show, so it's
so. So as I said, Mark is back, and we're going through our DVR. And the past couple of nights, because he just got back last night, and so we've both been tired, and so we're not wanting to watch anything that takes too much thought. So we thought we'll dip into our reality shows. And we start with America's Top Model because they've added guys to that show, for those of you who don't know. And they love to have half-naked guys.
Yes.
On there.
They do.
So,
I believe I heard some podcast recently talking about this. I think it was Secretly Timid, but don't quote me on that.
Maybe. But they there's even a guy named Adam on it this year. And I'm way behind. So people who watch it, it's probably already over. But this was on the DVR because I was waiting on Mark to get back. Anyway, so they have this girl. Now, I don't want to come across as insensitive.
Too late. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I never would want to come across as insensitive. However.
Yes.
There's this woman on the show, this girl on the show.
Yes.
She has a disease called vitiligo.
Vitiligo.
And she's black. And what vitiligo does is your immune system attacks the melanin in your skin.
So basically, you have a racist immune system.
Basically.
That goes after your black skin.
And so she's black, but she has all these splotches of like the whitest, like, albino skin mixed with like this black stuff.
I've seen her, yes.
And she's pretty. I mean, that's fine. But my question is,
yes,
did they choose her because she's like the token, I don't want to say disabled, but like, I don't even know how to say it. Like, I don't think they normally would have chosen her.
The answer to your question is yes.
Other than the fact that they are exploiting,
yes,
the fact that she has this thing.
Yes. The same reason that they choose the fat woman for, The Biggest Loser. Not, out of all the fat women that they could possibly choose, they choose the one whose husband was killed in an automobile accident. And that's why she started eating, because she didn't used to be fat. But then, you know, she had this tragic and all that, so that they can then exploit that. Right. And we can then hear the tearful story about how she like, I used to be normal like you people. And then I had a horrible thing and I'm fat because nobody wants to be fat. And let me just shame the rest of the world into thinking that they're like, you know, too fat. And yeah, it's all exploitation. That's TV.
And on the one hand, I mean, I understand it's really good that she can have confidence and she can get out there and she can, you know, be a model and all of that stuff. But you know that every single photographer that chooses her for a shoot is looking for something strange.
Well, yeah, that's to make their picture stand out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
But that, I mean,
I don't know. Could I do that? You know, if I had some skin disease, if I had. What's that stuff that you have red blotches all over?
Herpes?
No, the skin condition.
Yeah, I know. Eczema is what you're going for, I believe.
There's something else too, but anyway.
Sure, we'll go with that.
You know, yes, and I don't know if I had that, could they, it's not rosacea in the chat room, but anyway, psoriasis, I think is what it is.
Psoriasis, I'm sorry, hold on, a flag in the play. I believe psoriasis is like a chronic hard-on. Let's see.
No, it's not.
Psoriasis. I'm going there right now. Okay, it's a skin condition. Good. What am I thinking of with the chronic erection?
I don't know. I didn't know there was a name for that. Too much Viagra.
Carlos said priapism. Priapism was what I was going for there. Okay, thank you, Q Sledge.
I think if I had priapism, they would definitely choose me for America's Top Model. Anyway, there's a guy on there named Adam who is, oh my God, his body is so hot.
Hot.
But he has such an annoying personality. And when he models, one other thing I want to say about America's Top Model.
Yes.
Modeling does not take skill.
Oh, sir. Sir, those are fighting words, sir.
These are stupid people.
You are not born knowing how to smize.
These are stupid people.
But they're pretty.
Who were born pretty.
But
that is
pretty.
It.
They have won the genetic lottery of life. Yes.
They act like, oh my God, it's so much work and it's so much skill. And oh, it was so hard. I couldn't do, oh, they're pouring water on me. I can't make these smizey faces that she wants or whatever. Please.
I guess, well, let's be fair.
You were born attractive.
Let's be fair. There is some skill involved in this. However, it is not an extraordinary skill. In other words, anyone could be taught how to smile while having water poured on their head. Right? Anyone could be taught how to do this. The thing that sets them apart is that they happen to be remarkably attractive. And it's kind of one of those, it's disingenuous to make it seem like this is somehow like that someone would have to, you know, spend 4 years in college or 16 years in college to learn how to do this.
Anyway, that's all I have to say about that.
Excellent. All right. Well, go ahead and do your last thing because I'm not going to do that thing.
Okay, well, I don't know if we have time for this. Do we have time?
What, was it going to be a long thing? I thought you were just going to...
No, it's short. But...
Then go ahead. Then okay. Go ahead and do it.
I'm doing this on here because...
You have plenty of time. plenty of time. Let's get out of this.
Yeah, hi guys. Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Actress Marcia Strassman played Mrs. Cotter from Welcome Back, Cotter. Dead at 66. Bye.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Sure. Welcome back, Cotter is a thing.
You know, you've got some fighting words there. Tim in Alaska is saying that modeling, he's saying that modeling, I'm going to paraphrase him now. It says that someone who walks down a runway in 6-inch pumps in a very tight dress, that there is a certain amount of skill in that. Yes, but that's like balance. Right? That's just like normal balance. You could teach someone to do that in a weekend. You could,
Tim, I think you could do that.
Yeah. You couldn't teach someone to do that. You couldn't teach someone to, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. You couldn't teach someone brain surgery in a weekend, but you could teach someone to walk a runway in a dress and high heels in a weekend. That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe not everyone, but a good majority of the people you could. All right, excellent. Yeah, go ahead. So tell us the situation. Do we need any music for this or anything? Is there like
I don't,
some
I don't know. You know, you can choose whatever you want to do.
I can choose? All right, I got something. Here we go. All right, go ahead. What is the situation?
All right. The situation is I got an email, and I just want to lay this all out there. This is not supposed to be mean or anything. And I'm saying it on the show because it protects me. Really?
You're here in the warm cocoon of this show.
I'm in the warm cocoon of DI Plus.
The protective coating of DI Plus. Yes.
I'm going to say I got an email from the Foul Monkeys. Mm-hmm. And the first email,
have they learned how to do email now? That is amazing. They're progressing.
And the first email, very nice. I mean, very nice email. But basically, they were of the impression that just piecing together a nice little 30-second video intro for their new video YouTube thing would be just a quick little toss-off thing that I could do. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, you know, Adam, can you just throw together a little, you know, video and, you know, just 20, 30 seconds, no big deal. Mm-hmm. To do anything good, that is hours worth of work, at least.
Now, you know that they have posted on their YouTube channel a Foul Monkeys trailer, which is 44 seconds long. Have you witnessed?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I'll play it for you.
Hi, this is Ricky.
And this is Roger, and we're Foul Monkeys.
Do it again. Wait, is it recording now?
Yes. Okay.
Hi, this is Ricky.
This is Roger, and we're Foul Monkeys.
Make it right.
Ricky, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Why?
Because it's sad.
Foul Monkeys yellow.
Roger, what is your favorite color?
Orange.
Why?
Because he makes me happy! What up, y'all? This is Roger.
This is Ricky.
And you're listening to Foul Monkeys. Actually, you're watching that, right?
Right.
Dumbass.
There you go. So they did their trailer. There.
Woo! Pressure's off. Okay. Story's over. No. Anyway,
can I say something about the trailer? Having watched it twice now, can I say something?
It's Foul Monkeys YouTube show.
That trailer was all recorded one right after the other. Roger is actually leaning forward to turn the camera off as they make the different little like clips there. And also, it's the same background in the car as they're driving, and they're wearing the same outfits as they're recording. I'm just going to call it out here. There's like the old Adam and Maddie show clips. Those were all clips that were done specifically to be clips.
They were, yes.
And what they were asking you to do, in fairness, what they were asking you to do was to go through their interviews in Pride 48 and to pull out,
moments. And so then, you know, I emailed him and I said, I don't mind helping because, I don't mind helping people. I mean, I'm not a video editing genius. I'm learning myself. That's another reason why it takes me so long, because I'm learning how to use this stuff. But I email back, you know, whatever. And I'm like, you know, I'm still working on the Pride 48 stuff. It's going to be weeks because I'm releasing that very slowly when I have time. And but I'll help you, but it's going to take me a while. So then they email me back. And they say, and this is where I didn't know. And I talked to you about this, and I didn't know quite how to handle it because they asked for clips from this year's Pride 48 video.
Which you haven't even gotten to yet.
No, I haven't gotten to it yet. And here was the deal. And if they do listen, I want to say, boys, I'm sorry I haven't emailed you back because I've been praying about it.
You can just end that right now. I guarantee you the Foul Monkeys don't listen to the show. So
I've been praying about it. Yes. And here's the deal. I just want to tell all the listening audience, the thing about the Pride 48 videos is that is for a teaser for the next event. And if I pre-release video before our video goes out.
Yeah, then you're diluting your promo.
I'm diluting our content. And what if everyone else decides they want their video early as well? Then I've set a precedent. You know, that's what they say in the law.
They've said,
I've set this precedent.
I've set a precedent.
That I have to, you know, that I'm giving out everyone's. Mm-hmm. So I didn't email them back, but I'm telling you right now, Foul Monkeys, I'm sorry, but due to copyright issues with Pride 48.
oh, great. Yeah. Let's drag Pride 48 into this.
And the document that you signed, that you didn't sign, I cannot give you your video early. I'm sorry, but I love you both. Shit, I have to have the news up if I'm gonna read it. You know, I'm gonna read this one first, and then I'm gonna read RT Cruisers. So here's the first one.
I'm ready. I know that you've heard my show notes from last week. That you have now upped your game on the humorness,
No, but this is gross.
The iconoclasticness of the news stories. I'm ready. I'm ready to be dazzled. Go ahead, sir.
This is gross. It's not funny. It wasn't even supposed to be funny. Thailand's vegetarian festival might be the most bizarre.
Right. That is disgusting.
Might be the most bizarre way to honor animals as participants shove knives, swords, umbrellas, and a litany of other objects into their faces.
Of course they do.
The festival, which takes place in Phuket until November 1st,
yes,
celebrates a 9-day abstinence from meat to promote good health. This is the second festival to take place this year. Though the origins of the festival are unclear, it is commonly thought that the festival was brought to Phuket by a wandering Chinese opera group who fell ill with malaria while performing on the island. So in 2011, about 74 people were injured and one person died. And then there are photos, and I know this is not a video podcast, but you guys need to look up this festival because they stick everything but the kitchen sink through their cheeks.
Okay, now Q-Sledge is trying to correct your pronunciation in the chat.
Is it Phuket?
He's saying it's Phuket.
Phuket?
Phuket. Just Phuket.
Phuket. Okay, Phuket.
Right, yes.
Anyway, they say...
Spell it. What is it? It's about spell it.
It's P-H...
Yeah.
U...
Yeah.
K-E-T.
Okay.
And I'm telling you what, they have everything you can imagine stuck through their cheeks, their tongue, their everything.
Everything that they could possibly do, they do. Umbrellas stuck through their cheeks. Oh, we lost Adam. He's coming back. I was hoping that the silence there would... work on that. There. Yeah. Are you back?
I'm here.
It's going to take a second for your audio to catch up to you, though.
I'm getting an ad.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah, so it is Phuket. Here, we'll listen to how it's pronounced while we wait. And we'll see how it's...
Phuket.
No, it's Phuket. Sorry.
Phuket.
Phuket. You were correct the first time.
All right. So are you hearing me?
Yeah. I don't know if it's my cable modem or your cable modem, but we've got a, anyway, it doesn't matter. Move along.
All right. So anyway, there's that. So the next news story, so you guys should look that up, the Phuket Vegetarian Festival or whatever it's called, because
stick umbrellas through their mouths.
They do. It's crazy. But this next one, this segment, by the way, this evening is brought to you by RT Cruiser.
Right.
So in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Ah, speaking of RT Cruiser, let's go ahead and take that.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone. Hi, Joe Patent, how are you going? Raphael Ravenscroft. Yes, that's his real name.
I don't even want to go farther than that.
Raphael.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. Strange moments for a local restaurant Friday night when one patron couldn't pay for her dinner or drinks.
Yes.
Police say Christy Rhines ordered several alcoholic drinks and food at El Chico in Lawton. El Chico is the place. Okay, that's the Mexican restaurant where you have a flag at your table.
I think El Chico is Spanish for the cheek.
Maybe, but
no, it's not.
Seriously,
no, it's not.
I don't know what Chico. Oh, Chico is boy, or is Chico boy?
I don't know.
So. I don't know if you've ever been to El Chico, but what they have is it's all this Mexican looking scenery. Mm-hmm. It looks like buildings indoors. It looks like an outdoor sort of, I don't know what you call it, but like a street in Mexico. And they've got it all decorated and there are buildings all around you and everything. And sometimes there's a guy diving into water and it's all, you know, Mexican-y looking. And you have a flag at your table and they bring you out food every time you lift the flag. And it's all you can eat.
So you just wave the flag.
Yeah, you lift the flag and
there's not one of these
food.
In Vegas, is there? Because we could not possibly, that would go out of business during Pride 48. Just the sheer number of podcasters just in there waving their flags.
I don't think so. I don't know. But anyway, it's a very cheap Mexican restaurant. It's cheap and they food's flowing.
End of story.
So she had ordered several drinks and food and later she had no way to pay for them.
Yes.
She told managers her husband was on the way to pick up the tab. When asked about her husband, she told them she was legally married to Jesus Christ, but had no marriage license. She also told management that Jesus would be able to walk in and produce U.S. currency to pay for her bill.
Right. Of course he could. Of course he would.
He would later walk across the water.
Yes.
In the fountain. But police confirmed that Rhines had no way of paying for her tab. She was booked into Lawton City Jail on a complaint of fraud. That's it. You can all thank R.T. Cruiser.
I thought his was something about somebody that like killed their mother and then had sex with her or something.
That was from a week ago. I don't have that one. He sent me this one.
Excellent.
He emailed me this one.
Excellent.
Yeah,
great.
Somebody had sex with their dead mother. Is that funny? Someone having sex with their dead mother. There you go. There's the news.
I know that we there was some blowback there on the death phone thing. So I don't know. Do we know who this is? Is Raphael person? Because it just sounded like made up words to me.
Yeah. Hi guys. I see Cruiser for the celebrity death phone. Hi, Joe Patent. How are you going? Raphael Ravenscroft. Yes, that's his real name. Dead at 60. Now, he played the saxophone solo on Baker Street, which everyone would know. Bye.
He played a saxophone solo on Baker Street?
I don't know. He sent a news article in the email.
I love how he's like trying to pre-qualify his things there.
He's like, right. I want this one, but
spell
yeah,
it.
I don't
spell
I don't
it.
Give it.
Spell it, Mags. Mags is telling me to YouTube it. Well, spell it for me, because I don't speak Australian, so it's Raphael. Blah blah.
R A P H A E L.
I know how to spell Raphael, but what is
R A V E N S C R O F T?
Raven.
But I don't know.
What was the last part?
It's Ravenscroft. And I didn't know what company. Now I know what company that R.T. Cruiser works for. I'm going to stalk you now.
All right. So, yes, no.
No.
No. All right. No. Adam says no.
No.
Adam says
no. He's already gotten two or three. Who knows how many he's gotten?
All right.
We should have a limit.
Void where prohibited. All right, we're just running way over here, so let's just go. Let's just trudge along here. Not that we have a time phrase. I'm just saying that we're just.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Alright, this is the portion of the show where Adam will play some musical cues, and I, with absolutely no help whatsoever from the chat room, will figure out whose birthday it is.
You know,
yes.
There's another podcast in the Pride 48 family that
yes.
mentions celebrity birthdays.
Really? Who would that be?
I don't know, but there is one.
Who?
No, I don't remember, but I know I heard it recently.
Well, it's all about me?
The beginning of Big Fatty had a clip from a Pride 48 show talking about celebrity birthdays, and they mentioned it as if it were a segment.
Yeah, what show was this?
I don't remember. But it was a Pride 48 show. That's all I know.
Excellent.
All right, here we go. You ready?
I am as ready as I'm ever going to be.
I have two clips for this one.
I am ready. Here all we right. go. I'm warmed up. I'm ready to go. This. It's very loud. This is the theme to Ghostbusters.
Yes, it is, because it's Halloween on Friday.
Correct.
I have two. There are a lot of people in this movie.
Skype is overcompensating for your... It's really fucking loud, Adam. Yes, just pull it down. All right. It's Ghostbusters. So was it one of the main actors from Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Why did you say it that way?
It's a main actor. It is a main actor.
the way you paused and said yes.
Well, I mean, it depends on how you classify main actor.
Was he one of the actors in Ghostbusters?
Yes.
All right. What is the second clue?
That is correct. It was one of the actors in Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Are you still there?
I am. This is the theme to Designing Women, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is.
So it is Meshach Taylor.
It's not. Meshach Taylor is not in Ghostbusters.
Oh, wait, I thought he was. So let's see. An actor, was it Annie Potts?
It is Annie Potts.
Yeah, Q Sledge said that.
Annie Potts played the secretary in Ghostbusters.
In Ghostbusters.
Yeah, so Annie Potts is 62 years old.
62 years young. She was on something recently.
She was one of my, she had a very short-lived show about 2 years ago, and I can't remember the name of it, but anyway.
No, I want to say she was on The Good Wife or something recently, but that's all right.
She was not on The Good Wife because I'm caught up with that, but she may have been on something. Anyway, here's the next one.
I am ready. Very loud. I have no way to turn the sound down without turning you down, and I don't know why Skype is overcompensating for that.
Wow, the volume on that is way low.
I know, Skype is trying to overcompensate for it. Anyway, I'm sorry. That is the theme to Stargate Atlantis.
Yes, it is. I have two for this one as well, because you won't get it based on just that.
Okay.
So Stargate Atlantis.
Was this a main character in Stargate Atlantis?
It is a character in Stargate Atlantis.
Was it a main character in Stargate Atlantis?
I don't remember if this person was a main character. Just listen to the next song.
I'm ready.
Okay. Tell me if this is loud enough, because I'm going to turn it way down.
Okay. All right. This is Deep Space Nine. This is the theme's Deep Space Nine.
It is not Deep Space Nine.
Oh, this is Voyager. Okay.
It is Voyager. Yeah.
Oh, so it's Robert Picardo.
Yes.
And he was a main character in Stargate Atlantis season 4. He played the part of Richard Woolsey. He was a recurring cast character until season 4, when he was made a permanent cast member.
Yeah, I love Stargate Atlantis, but it's been a while since I've seen it, so I couldn't remember if that was a main character or not.
If you go to your Skype page there, and I don't know why I'm telling you this, because we're not going to use Skype again, but if you go to the Skype thing there and you go to Options and go to Audio, uncheck the thing that says Automatically Adjust Microphone Settings.
I already did that when I was doing the original settings.
Is it rechecked?
No, it's unchecked.
Well, then I don't know why it's making... All right, onward. Onward then.
Onward and upward.
Onward
okay.
and upward.
So anyway, Robert Picardo is 61.
61 years young.
So he's 1 year younger than...
Annie Potts. There you go.
Yes.
This is the theme to Wheel of Fortune.
Is it still too loud?
Yes. I can't hear myself over it. Yes. It is the theme to Wheel of Fortune.
I'm telling you, the volume is
I believe you.
Zero.
I believe you. I believe you, Adam. I'm just saying.
So Wheel of Fortune, it is.
Wheel of Fortune.
I'll turn it off.
I'm saying Pat Sajak. I'm going to go with Pat Sajak.
And let's just turn over that letter. Oh, Vanna.
Oh, it's Vanna
yes.
White. It's
no,
Vanna.
It's Pat Sajak.
No, it's PJ. It's Pat Sajak. Yeah, I was right.
Yeah.
I got one.
Yeah, so Pat Sajak, yes, you did get one.
Excellent.
Look at you. And I just closed.
Although, in fairness, I did get Robert Picardo, too. So.
Well, you're the one that I got one.
I know.
So Pat Sajak is also in his 60s, but he's a little bit older. He is a whopping 68 years old.
68 years young. Excellent.
All right. So the next one, I have two as well. So you may not know this at all.
I am ready.
But we can.
I feel like I should know this. It's like a procedural show.
Yes.
But I don't. I know it's a TV show, and I don't know which one, though.
Okay. It's a law show?
Yes.
I'll mention that.
But it's not L.A. Law, and it's not...
It is not L.A. Law.
It's not Boston Legal. It's not...
No.
It's not The Practice.
It is.
It is The Practice.
It's The Practice.
No, that's The Practice. All right. Excellent. And so if you have two... Wait. Now, if you have two for this, then I'm going to guess that the second one is Boston Legal. Is the second one the theme to Boston Legal?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
Although very good. Very good catch there, because what's his name started on private
right.
on
right.
The Practice and yeah. went to Boston Legal. Right. But no, it's not.
James Spader.
James Spader, yes. And in fact, it was the same character.
Right. Here we go.
Here's so, the next one.
Next one, yes. I have no idea what this is. What is this? I caught you right when you were taking a drink, too, didn't I? Yes, I'm sorry. What is this?
You never get that. I've played this one before, and you should watch this show. It's actually good. I don't know why you don't watch this.
Is it American Horror Story?
It is American Horror Story.
Excellent.
Yeah, and that's one of the creepiest theme songs.
Excellent. All right, so they have L.A. Law, and no, I mean, they have, what's his name in this in common? So they have The Practice and American Horror Story in common. Is it a guy or girl?
It's a guy.
It's a guy. It's Bobby.
Bobby.
The guy that played Bobby, Dylan McDermott.
It is Dylan McDermott. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah. Yes, Dylan McDermott is 53 years old, and he shows his wiener.
Really?
In American Horror Story. Not American Horror Story.
American Horror Story. Everyone shows their wiener in the American Horror Story.
Yeah,
by the way, Annie Potts was on The Fosters recently.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
That's a TV show.
Oh, please, you're in the way. Can't I help you, Mom?
Oh, okay.
This is a conversation between Marge and Bart.
Yeah. Where is it?
Yes.
Okay. And
it is.
So it's
it
one
is
of those.
Between Marge and Bart.
It's one of those two actors.
And it's, you're just going to have to guess, because if I say anything, I'm going to give it away.
Right. Well, the girl that does Bart Simpson's voice is pretty much only known for Bart Simpson. So I'm going to go with the other one. And I'm trying to think of her name right now. The voice of Marge Simpson. She was on another show before that. It's her. It's the voice of Marge Simpson.
It is not.
It's the voice of Bart Simpson, as I was just saying. It's the voice of Bart Simpson. Her name is Amy something or Annie something. I don't remember.
It's, Nancy Cartwright.
Nancy Cartwright.
Yeah, the voice of Bart Simpson. There's actually a really funny, if you like The Simpsons, which I haven't watched The Simpsons in years, but if you like The Simpsons, there's an actor's studio.
Yes.
I think is what it's called. Is that what that show's called?
Inside the actor's studio.
With the weird-looking old man.
Mr. Pompous McPompous man.
Yeah, with the glasses and the goatee.
Yes.
Anyway, and it's like four or five of the voice actors from The Simpsons, and he asks them all these questions. He interviews them as their character. It's pretty good.
Now, you know, it was funny because Homer Simpson, Dan Castellaneta or whatever, he was on an episode of one of those law shows like The Practice.
He sounds just like Homer Simpson in
person. But he was contractually forbidden from doing Homer Simpson's voice in public. So to get around it, they had him in a Homer Simpson outfit.
Oh,
chewing.
He did. Well, he did Homer Simpson's voice on that actor studio show.
Right. But I'm just saying in another show, he wouldn't have been able to do Homer Simpson's voice in another commercial show. Kind of a thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Anyway,
the actor studio was like an interview show.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are your birthdays. I'm sure you have some Pride 48 birthdays.
I do have some Pride 48 birthdays. Thank you for asking. And also, I got this. This isn't on the Pride 48 website, but it is true nonetheless. And that is that Timmy Sims and Lexi are celebrating their one-year anniversary. So it's Lexi's birthday, I believe, and Timmy Sims has had Lexi for a year. So and Lexi got hit by a car the other night. I don't know if you saw that or not. So for those of you who don't know, Lexi...
I'm having a shot in celebration of their anniversary.
Right. And for those of you
and
who...
And I didn't see that.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, Lexi is Timmy Sims' dog. And she ran out the other night and got hit by a car. And she's fine. Thank goodness. So they went to the vet. She's fine and everything. But yes, they're celebrating their 1 year anniversarium today. So happy anniversarium to Lexi and to Timmy Sims. However, in the old Pride 48 front here, we have Kenner and Skip, whose birthdays are on the October 29th. So tomorrow, Wednesday, October 29th. So happy birthday to Kenner and to Skip.
Happy birthday.
Excellent. And that takes
seven. And if you guys want to send in theme songs for yourselves.
Yes.
By all means.
Yeah, please do.
You can send it to adam@pride48.com, and I will play your theme song, and Daniel can try to guess your birthday. It will be on the front page of Pride 48, probably.
Right. But I can still guess, right? It'll be great.
Yeah, he can guess.
Excellent. Let's go straight here to our contacts that we might have. RT Cruiser has sent us in an email.
Yes, he did.
Which is basically just an article about the saxophone
Yeah,
dude.
I didn't know. At that point, I didn't know if he had called in, so.
Saxophone dude.
We don't have to read it. Thanks for the email, RT Cruiser.
Saxophone dude that had died.
Baker Street.
Baker. Tom Baker. He played Doctor Who and the saxophone all at the same time.
Come on, RT. If it was Kenny G, we would have given it to you. But
if it was Kenny G, we would have all tried to forget that he.
You know, Kenny G has another Christmas album I saw on the shelves recently.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
If it's new or if they're just putting it out because it's Christmas. Or it's about
someone in the chat room has a birthday on Friday, I'm being told. But I just would like to point out to you people, if you would like your birthday to be listed, you need to go to the Pride 48 website, sign up for an account, and enter in your birthday so that we'll know. That's all I'm saying. Who in the chat room has a birthday on Friday? Well, while we wait for her to type, we have a voicemail that came in here from one Mr. Toppy Smelly. Let's listen to that now, shall we?
Hey, Dubious Intent Plus guys.
Yeah.
It's Toppy Smelly. Last episode, I couldn't help but to take notice to, well, I think Adam brought it up, actually, the Fraggle Rock.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that you guys watched Fraggle Rock, or at least Adam did. But, you know, anyways, can I just tell you, kids?
What? Yes.
Back in my day.
Yes.
I watched The Banana Splits.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. And basically, if the Banana Splits ever came across the Fraggle Rock little goofball characters, the Banana Splits would, like, rip their little Muppet arms off their little Muppet arm sockets, is all I'm saying.
What's the Banana Splits?
What is the Banana Splits? The Banana Splits was a theme... What was that theme song? The Banana Splits was a TV show whereby... people dressed up in furry bear outfits, like as furry dogs and bear, like life-size bears and elephants and dogs.
That doesn't sound like Banana Splits at all.
They were called the Banana Splits Gang, and it was kind of like a variety show, but they were like characters that you would run into at a theme park, those kind of costumes where their mouths didn't move, their eyes didn't move. They were just like, you know, so they like over-articulated their movements. But I will give them this. They have the best damn theme song in the history. As a matter of fact, this theme song was so good that Intel stole it and used it as in an ad in the 90s. But here's the theme song for it. It's an amazing theme song. making up a mess of fun. That was anyway. Back to Toppy Smelly's the whatchamajigger, his call.
What you call it? Lunchbox is what I had, and it was way cool. And a Fraggle Rock lunchbox would be absurd, patently.
What? Why
absurd?
Why?
Anyways, that's why I just wanted Fraggle Rock sucks moose caca. Oh, bye.
Down in Fraggle Rock.
Let me just say this. Fraggle Rock had the coolest theme song ever in the history of the world.
I watched Fraggle Rock. They were Muppets in a cave.
How much more freaking awesome could you get than Muppets in a cave, right?
Fraggle Rock.
I'm just saying, a Fraggle Rock lunchbox would be excellent because inside the lunchbox you could have the little dozers inside there, like moving around, you know, like moving your food around and building the things around them and everything.
And they had that hair.
I know. Fraggle Rock is amazing. Anyway, all right, let's get back to our next. That's exciting! I just got an email in my personal email. It's very exciting. I'll share it with you after the show.
Yay!
I'll go ahead and tell you about it, and then I'll share it with you after the show. I just got my invitation for Inbox. So anyway, yes, and I believe I will be able to invite.
Yeah, I was gonna apply for that or whatever.
I believe I can invite. All right, so let's go to our second phone call here. This one also coming in from Mr. Toppy Smelly. Here we go, Mr. Toppy Smelly.
And another thing, the Fraggle Rocks, they weren't even real. They weren't even real. The banana splits were real. They were real people inside, you know, costumes. What were Fraggle Rocks? Nobody could fit inside those things. They were tiny little. That's all I'm saying. All right, bye.
He is really affected.
He's very Fraggle Rocks. Very excited about the banana splits and the Fraggle Rock. All right, our final phone call this evening comes in from it comes in from one Toppy Smelly. Let's listen to what he's got.
All right, now I've refocused and I've coalesced my thoughts about Fraggle Rock and the banana splits. See, they were real puppets, like people. It was the artistry of puppetry of people and real puppet. Fraggle Rock, but it was CGI.
It wasn't CGI.
Nonsense. No,
it was
there's
not.
No artistry. What's
There's
right,
not.
Bye.
It wasn't.
They had little puppets inside of caves.
There was not CGI. They were Henson Muppets. They were the same people that made Sesame Street and the Muppet Show. Those were arms up their asses.
I didn't realize there was a feud between Fraggle Rock and Banana Splits. I've learned something new.
Can't we all just get along
this evening? You know, speaking of getting along, RT Cruiser, now this would have gotten you $2. This.
Ugh, that was hideous. No, stop it, 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 stop it.
Kenny G, baby.
I feel like we had an email that came in and maybe I missed it. Here, let me go to the starred email here and just make sure. I know we're running late and I don't care, but let me just run it here and make sure that we didn't miss something here.
I didn't see one, but I didn't look closely. Right.
Also, I just wanted to say a belated, if they've already been put on the website and everything, but I just want to say a belated welcome to the Vegayan podcast and to Chubbs Gone Wild, who have also had their shows added to the Pride 48 podcast listing.
Now I want to know something about Vegayan.
Yes.
You know, we just read that story about Phuket or whatever it is.
Yes, Phuket, yes.
And they celebrate being vegans.
By shoving umbrellas.
Things through their cheeks.
Yes.
So do the Vegayans, do they shove things anywhere to celebrate their veganness? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, there you go. You'd have to ask. Maybe you could call them, the Vegayans, over at the Vegayan.net. Maybe you could go over there and, you know, and ask them.
But, I will.
All right, let's get out of the context. I'm here. That's over here. 3, 2, 1. Excellent. All right. Let's that and this, that. And great. I don't like this whole, like, doing a show two nights in a row because I get distracted and it's just, you know.
It's fine. We're just distracted because we're trying Skype tonight, and Skype skyped.
Skype is Skype. And I've decided that it's not Skype. It's not Google Hangouts. It's actually, yeah. It's actually my modem. It's got to be my modem. That's all it's got to be. Oh, I'm getting a Facebook message right now. Let's see. I wonder who.
Well, by all means, check that Facebook message while we're recording a show. It'll be great.
No, it's from Timmy Sims. Timmy Sims sent me a thing on Facebook Messenger and said, it's very nice of you to mention Lexi, and that was incredibly sweet. Thank you so much. So, yes, you're welcome, Timmy Sims. What was it? What was I going to do? I was going to do something. Why am I doing a show Tuesday? Did you not hear, Mags? I had to co-host for Catching Up last night, which you can go and over to cupodcast.com and hear that incredibly boring show that I recorded with Joe Batanz. Listen, the incredibly talented Joe Batanz, and I was very, very boring with him, sir. So anyway, I think that's it, Adam. I think that we're ready to put a bow in it and everything. I don't know. Have you watched any YouTube videos lately?
Have I watched? That's such a broad.
No, I'm just saying, because I don't know if you noticed this or not, that it is political season once again. And the thing that has changed now in this political season is that every single time this week that I've gone to watch a YouTube video on my phone, I've gotten a political ad, a local political ad, which of course makes a lot of sense, right? Because the YouTube advertising is very targeted, right? They know exactly where you are and whatever. So you can, if you're running for dog catcher in Shelton, Connecticut, you know that you can pay, you know, to anyone that has a geolocation watching a YouTube video within Shelton, Connecticut, that they get a pre-roll of your political ad, right? That is one of those hyper-local things. It is incredibly, works incredibly well for the combination of a mobile phone and YouTube, right? Because you...
I only vote for president. But no, I haven't. But we have all kinds of people running.
It's amazing that
right
you
now.
See that. But this is how good that Google is at figuring out what ads to play me and everything. Because tonight, when I started to watch one of those YouTube videos right before the show, I got an ad. It was Serenity for President. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2DI+, that is 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Excellent.
You know, I realized something.
What did you realize, Adam? You've realized something, just this moment.
We should put photos of ourselves on our website. What if people want to know what we look like?
There's cartoon likenesses of us.
Yeah, but you know, that's a cartoon likeness. Because the Vegans, they don't have photos of them. How do I know if they're cute or not? I specifically went over there to see if they had any cute cast members or whatever you want to call it.
You could stalk Kirk on his Facebook page, maybe, and you know, you could go over there and see that.
Kirk is a cute name, but he has no photo on the website. Get after it. Put a photo on the website.
Right, exactly. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.